With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to r/entitledpeople, where this crazy Karen refuses to wear a mask because she's a naval commander's wife. How dare you kick me out? I'm a naval commander's wife. This story was posted in our local next door page. An entitled mum posted, "Shame on local indoor playground. I'm a naval commander's wife, new to the area, and I found locals to be courteous and friendly. Except the owner of this business, Rhonda. First, we spent almost $100 to get in. Then, she refused to believe my 2-year-old wasn't age 4 and asked to see his birth certificate because we're a tall family. Her motivation for asking his age is that they require children age 4 and up to wear a mask at all times. When I explained that my 5-year-old, who has asthma, has a medical exemption from wearing masks, she became confrontational and told me medical exemptions be danged. Wear the mask or get out. We'd literally been indoors for less than 10 minutes, so knowing my child cannot have his breathing restricted by a mask, especially when running and playing, I requested a refund. She began yelling at me that we'd not be getting a refund, and if we didn't leave, she would call the authorities. I explained that regardless of our financial affluence, $91 for 10 minutes was ludicrous. Her response was, "Don't worry, honey. The first will be here soon enough for you and your trailer trash husband to collect your welfare check." What in the actual heck? How can this Karen run a children's business and one that doesn't recognize nor accommodate people with disabilities? And when did military brass officers become trailer trash? Now, after getting absolutely roasted in the comments, someone shared the business owner's side of the story. This is what Rhonda, the owner, had to say. "In the 6 years that I've run a business, I've only asked customers to leave twice. The first time, the person arguing with me backed down and complied with my request regarding our safety rules and policies. Yesterday, though, I had a family of anti-maskers that repeatedly removed their masks, complained when we asked them to put them back on, and then eventually just blatantly refused while at the top of the play structure. My exasperated staff came to me, and I went to the adults personally at the top and asked them to put on a mask or leave the play area. One guy just blatantly refused. I then said, 'If you don't leave the play area to put on a face mask, I'll have to call the police to escort you off.' I kid you not, he said, 'Go for it.' And I did. They didn't believe me and hurriedly got their shoes on while I was on the phone. So I cancelled my request. But before leaving, the woman yelled at my staff for a good 5 minutes before I intervened. She continued to yell at me and call me various names for 15 minutes about disability and how horrible I was for ruining her family outing. I asked several times for her disability papers, which she never produced, but claimed she offered to show me. She never did. She wanted me to fix the situation and do the right thing, but never explained what she thought I was supposed to do to fix the fact they were buttholes. I tell you what, not a single business enjoys enforcing mask mandates. Just don't be a butthole." You know what I absolutely love, guys? A Karen getting shut down just like this. It's brilliant because she thinks she's in the right. She's gone onto Facebook or Nextdoor or whatever. It doesn't really matter. You see this all the time, right? People leaving reviews that are just obviously so one-sided. And then when the actual business owner gets involved or a staff member and just shuts them down so perfectly, saying what actually happened, and their whole argument is just much more reasonable and logical and clearly is what actually happened, it's brilliant to see. It really, really is. Overall, good for Rhonda. Anyone who tries to use their spouse's rank to demand some sort of power is just a terrible human. I don't care who you are. If you're breaking the rules and I'm the business owner and I'm asking you to leave, get out. Stop complaining. Like, I don't care if you're a naval commander's what. Who care? I didn't ask. Didn't ask, G. I just didn't ask.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank.
LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now moving on to our second Entitled People story. Entitled sister-in-law stole our baby name. Now she regrets it. To cut to the chase, my wife and I spent 4 years trying to get pregnant before the wrong side of 35. We're currently 33 respectively now and are blessed with a wonderful infant son. My wife has a younger half-sister that she's been low contact with for some time. The woman is entitled and toxic and also her mother's golden child. We've refused to let her or my mother-in-law in the house since they both blatantly tried to make off with my wife's jewelry box a couple of years ago. The box contained a lot of valuable jewelry inherited from my wife's grandmother. Said jewelry is now in a safety deposit box, as per my suggestion. My wife and I had nearly given up trying to conceive when it suddenly happened, and we were ecstatic. After we found out we were having a boy, we started looking into names. I ended up suggesting the name of my Scottish grandfather, and my wife loved it. So that's the name we settled on, but we made the mistake of posting about it on social media. Well, no surprise to the stereotype in this mess, my sister-in-law was pregnant too, and was months further along than my wife, and also having a boy. She decided to claim my grandfather's name for her own son. And not just the first name, but the middle name too. We called her, fuming over what she was doing, and she smugly told us there's nothing we can do about it, which she was sorta right about. There was nothing we could do about it legally, and it's still not a crime to steal planned baby names. We realized that drama was exactly what my sister-in-law wanted, and she thought that by taking the name for herself, we'd not be able to use it. I laughed and told her that while what she did was dirty and underhanded, we would keep our chosen name, and she could just deal with it whether she decides to go through with copying us or not. My sister-in-law's baby daddy called me and said I was an unreasonable guy for still wanting to use the name after my sister-in-law claimed it. I said she claimed nothing, and since we couldn't own the name, then neither could they. Now before he ended the call, he threatened me by saying I'd be sorry if we didn't change it. Then he hung up before I could respond. Months later, my sister-in-law has a healthy baby boy and names him my grandfather's name. We didn't show up for the birth, both because of the pandemic and because we simply didn't care to be there. My sister-in-law called us, wanting congratulations, but we told her we simply didn't care, and that if she was still insisting we change our baby's name, then she'd be in for some big disappointments, because we weren't gonna do that. She demanded I put my wife on the phone, but it was already on speaker, and my wife spoke up and said she agrees with me entirely. We were not changing the name. My sister-in-law hung up on us, but soon started sending emails with text walls of names, even suggesting similar ones. I responded back that the name was from my grandfather, and that's why we weren't changing it. She shut up, and we didn't hear from her again till after our own son was born. 2 months later, we were blessed with our son. He came out perfect, and we named him just as we'd intended. Well, no surprise, my sister-in-law called us a few days after the birth to scream in our ears that we copied her son's name. I pointed out that she was the real copycat, since she had no familial ties to the name, and we did. And anyone who looks at our family trees could see that. Then my wife spoke and said after the attempted theft of her grandmother's jewelry, she no longer considered my sister-in-law her sister, and would have nothing to do with her nephew either. For months, we were bombarded with messages and emails from my wife's side of the family. Half were on our side after finding out the whole story, and the other half were not. Now, my sister-in-law's baby daddy, true to his word, showed up at my door to make me sorry. I'm not sure what his plan was, but I pretty much towered over him. I'm 6'1 and well-built from regular exercise and 3 trips to the gym a week. He, on the other hand, was very skinny and about 5'6", with a baby face that was badly hidden by a slim beard. Hey, sorry, what's wrong with hiding a baby face with a slim beard, OP? I feel personally attacked. Anyway, I told him my house has cameras and to get off my property and never come back. He just yelled a few obscenities at me and drove off in his beat-up old car. My sister-in-law and mother-in-law called us from a different number to yell at me for making my sister-in-law's baby daddy feel emasculated. I didn't even threaten the man. I just told him to leave and not come back. And if he didn't want to feel emasculated, then he shouldn't have come knocking. They then tried to bring up the issue of the baby name again and demanded we change our son's name, as he's so young, so there's still plenty of time to do it. We held our ground and told them they were bonkers to still think that they were in the right, after they copied our choice of name just to try and get one over on us. I said my sister-in-law didn't even name her son out of love, but out of spite, just to try and stick it to my wife for no good reason. Then my wife called them both out on the way she was treated growing up, how entitled her sister and mother have always been, and how she was glad to leave them far behind. And she wants nothing from them, and they won't have anything from us. That left her sister sobbing, and her mother called me a royal idiot before hanging up the phone. That was no contact again for a little while, until my sister-in-law called us again, sometime later, to bitterly tell us we'd won. She and her baby daddy got in a huge fight, and he left. He was apparently very sore that she didn't let him even give their son a middle name from his family, and he said he was sick of the BS and wanted his son named after him, not some guy he wasn't even related to. She then finally caved, and they got the boy's birth certificate reissued with a completely new name, which cost her around $500, or so she claims. She then demanded we at least compensate her for the name change, plus another $100 for the emotional damage, as now she's going to have to get used to calling her son by a different name. This is ridiculous. We laughed and said this would never have happened if she hadn't stolen our baby name to begin with, and we didn't owe her anything. Since then, we've been no contact with my sister-in-law and mother-in-law. But my father-in-law, who's a very nice man and divorced from my mother-in-law for obvious reasons, would come by often and loves his grandson. From what he and other relatives told us, the situation between my sister-in-law and her baby daddy was pretty tumultuous. But we don't care. Not our monkeys, not our circus. You know what? Sometimes, guys, when I read out stories like this, I just don't really know what to say. This is one of those times. What were you trying to do? I just don't get it. And ultimately, it's clear that you didn't even want your son's name to be that in the first place because you changed it. If you want to get at somebody or you want to annoy someone out of spite, there are better things to do than sacrifice your own baby's name to try and annoy them, surely. Especially given that you don't even like the name in the first place, as proven by the fact you changed it eventually, costing you money, and now you have to call your son a different name. Imagine that, by the way. You call your son something, and then months later, you're like, you know what, we're going to change the name. That's just so weird. Like, you don't even do it with a pet, let alone a child. It's very, very strange, but hey, this is our / entitled people, I guess. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this one. Really hope you have enjoyed those two stories. They were pretty stupid, I'm not going to lie, but hey, I enjoyed them and I hope you did too. If you want more like that, check out this video on screen from the very same subreddit. If you're new to the channel, subscribe, turn notifications on as well so you never miss an upload. And I'll see you tomorrow with a brand new one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.